Whether you believe it or not, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 131 of the Planet Destiny podcast. We are your roundtable of hosts, although we're a little bit short this week, as you might no doubt notice. But first up, we have got Mr. Fallout Plays. Where's he on the screen? We've got Mega Magwitch. He's over here on my screen.
Yo, what up, what up, what up?
The hype man. This man must have just watched SummerSlam. But anyway, Mr. Story Mofortune down beneath me.
Hello.
And of course, I am the Black Link, and we are here to bring you yet another episode of this wonderful podcast for everything Destiny. Although everything Destiny isn't going to last much longer, because we're real close to the Destiny 2 release date, baby.
Yep.
We've got, one more show until it's out?
Two more.
Let me take a
look. My body can't handle the thought of it. Yeah, we've got two more. We got
two
the
more
27th
shows.
And well, the 3rd.
So including tonight, it's three more.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn. I got to talk to these
folks. That's the correction I needed tonight. Thank you. You see, your microphone disagrees.
I need a new mic stand, man.
You caught it? Look at that. Lightning speed reactions there.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Like
what
a cat.
What are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. Cat.
But yeah, we're getting there. However many weeks it is, we are getting there. And who else is finding it hard to boot up a normal Destiny 1?
Well, there is that. Should we go straight to the Destiny 2 news that we've had?
Well,
might be a good idea.
I'm just trying. I played Supremacy this week. I like Supremacy. As long as it's Supremacy, I can play. Mm-hmm. Any other game type, I really don't like it as much, so I don't really
I don't like it. I like Supremacy. Supremacy basically expanded to a different level when shotguns weren't as powerful. But then again, I kind of miss shotguns being as powerful as they were.
You just run around with that uni and you just accept the bags, all right? I am getting more bags than like a guy who doesn't buy doggy bags but like steals a bunch at the checkout lane. I'm getting more bags than that guy, all right? That's a lot of fucking bags.
That's just the nature, though. It doesn't matter what you're using. You could be using a feather duster and you'll still get bags at the minute. I think it's just the general feeling and emotion that's there.
That's accurate. You know what?
I mean, I like Supremacy. Do we know if that's a game mode coming back in Destiny 2?
Have they mentioned
that at all?
No.
If anybody should know, it should be us.
Yo, okay. Well, if you watch the PvP trailer, there's like a scene where one dude blinks over like a wall of like three guys, turns around, hits them with some kind of weird one-hit kill gun, and they drop crests.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay, cool.
Go watch the trailer. It's in there for like three frames. But
I'm interested.
Fallout has paintings of every frame of the trailer, on his walls.
I've been getting in there.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you're going to have to keep me up to speed. I've been the host with the most for my folks visiting this week, so I've missed Destiny News again. Mm. So I'm hoping that you guys can fill me in on all the juicy shenanigans that are unfolding.
I feel like Bones tapped out of the podcast tonight because he's like, what was the news this week?
What happened?
Nothing? Nothing? No news? Thing? Okay, hey
some
guys,
some bullshit
I can't make
about
the show
a
tonight.
Destiny
yeah,
1 update that's definitely not happening? Okay, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing. Link, what is. Let's take a look at this week at Bungie. It's like, oh yeah, hey, we went to Gamescom. That's cool. After that, we're gonna go to PAX. How fun. Here's the trailer for the PC open beta. All right, enjoy that. Hey, you can pre-order the game. Did you know that? Hey, second reminder, we're going to PAX. They're updating the app, the companion app. Does anyone care about that? Does that interest you? Because if it does, we'll fucking talk about it for the full hour.
If you're using the companion app, I really just want to know why you're using that app instead of one of the just vastly superior apps out there. Yeah.
So much better. Like Dim.
There was a dark age in my life when I was a companion app only user. And that was because Ishtar Commander I don't think was out on Android yet.
Yeah,
and my friends all had iPhones. And they'd be using Ishtar Commander and I'd be like, what? But I'm over here on the fucking laggy ass piece of shit companion app trying to move one thing over. Guys, just help me, please. See, I get my friends to sign into things for me.
Commander is the most beautiful looking Destiny app available, I think.
Ooh, it's pretty cool.
It does look,
it looks fantastic. It's definitely the best looking one. However, mm-hmm. it still doesn't have a browser counterpart, does it?
I don't believe so.
I believe it does. Yeah. Which is why I use Dim. Because I don't have time to be going on my shitty, terrible, awful phone to do these things. I built my own freaking computer. This thing is like a million times better than anything I could put in my hand. Yes. So like,
It depends on the situation. Sometimes I'm at the computer. Sometimes I'm like on the couch, just
Dim
chilling,
is more
laid
for
back.
A content maker slash more corporate side, whereas something on a phone is more, you know, for the actual gamers, the core, you know.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
On the sofa.
Is that how that works?
You're going to be on a tablet or, you know. That's the way I would like to think it is.
If you're going to the bathroom and you want to check out the stats on your latest shotgun,
Ishtar, right?
Legitimate. That's cool.
If you're going to take a screen grab that you want to tweet about, make sure you do it on Ishtar because it looks prettier.
It does look pretty on Ishtar.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Confirmed.
There you go.
There we go.
Woof, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel, folks.
Fill them splints.
The I
appreciate apps like Dim and Ishtar Commander. I don't think it's scraping. I don't think it's it'd be scraping the bottom of the barrel to be talking about you guys. You do good
You're
work.
Right. Yes. You're right. These apps that will not function soon, unfortunately, right? Yeah. Are they going to be able to transition in any way over?
Dim's already doing something with that.
They're already doing that,
Boom. All right. Well, good for them.
Good for them.
That's
good.
That's good news.
Oh, I think because databases
are Bungie should really just pay these dudes. Like, it'd be so tight if Bungie was like...
That would be great, yeah.
Like, you've made a better version of what we make. Can we just, like, pay you to have it? And yeah.
Well, that's usually what happens along with... you know, there was a guy that made a really good cinematics tool for Battlefield games, and I think they ended up, like, hiring him for many things in the end.
I love... When that happens, that's really cool.
There's a community
hear about that every now and then.
DICE do it all the time. They hire members of their community. And
I find that funny because that's exactly how Sonic Mania came to exist. They hired a bunch of people who made fan things.
Forget
and it's the
about
greatest game.
Destiny. Let's talk about how great Sonic Mania is.
Yo. Spoilers for anybody who hasn't played it. I'm going to give you exactly 3, 2, 1 to leave. I hope you're gone.
There it is.
Chemical Plant Zone boss, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Oh, breaks. Dude. When I dropped into Mean Bean Machine, I was like, is Sonic Spinball about to show up in this shit too? Because this is ridiculous and I love it.
It hit everything. Sonic 3D Blast, Mean Bean Machine. We got a little bit of Knuckles Chaotix in there. Great game.
It was great. It's top tier. They made it. Sonic has sucked for the last 20 years at least. So it was nice to have one that didn't suck. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. And Fallout can roll his eyes over there. Mr. was playing fucking Dino City Tycoon on the stream earlier.
Dino Park Tycoon.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you.
My bad.
What was the matter with that? Why is it stressful? I want to know why.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Because the whole thing is just a gigantic RNG clusterfuck. Like, no matter what you do, you're just constantly crossing your fingers. And like, wow, I really hope my dinosaur that I just paid money for doesn't break out of the cage. And like, I have to spend umpteen million dollars to buy a new dino and refence that fucker in the park. And then how does a 4-foot... mushroom eating dinosaur not just escape but destroy a $5,000 concrete wall that's electrified now, also how can you electrify a concrete wall?
I think the answer is life finds a way.
I guess
I'll give that one to you, Mega, found that from downtown.
I don't know
buddy.
Which way you are
kind of concerned in
every direction.
Wait, come on, you're I don't look at it the same way every week, buddy.
My bad.
What's this? Maggie Fine says my Google history is now tainted by trying to help Fallout with that goddamn engaging game.
Well, there we go.
It's so hard. Failing, and Maggie was in the chat. I was like, can someone please Google how to like not fail at Dino Park? Like looking up all these things.
I don't really think there's a way to not fail at a game like that. You're essentially recreating Jurassic Park.
Yes,
pretty much.
That
sounds
didn't
like it.
Work well for any of the Jurassic Parks. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of the point of really all of those movies.
Yeah,
this doesn't
what I was
work.
Telling people in stream, Dino Park Tycoon is a video game that teaches you about life because it teaches you that no matter how hard you try, you will fail. Mm-hmm. It teaches you to save your money, and you have to plan financially. Or not if, but when one day RNG will fuck you financially. You have to prepare for it. These are all these life lessons that you can only learn from Dino Park Tycoon.
And then Raptors. Yeah. There we go.
And if you smash your computer peripherals, you're going to have to buy more, and that's a big waste of money. So there's a good life lesson right there.
Done.
Let's reel it in. Let's talk about Destiny. All right, I'm going to reel it in. I'm going to reel it into our show. Did anyone see the... We talked about it in our Twitter DM, the leaked Destiny update for Destiny 1 that is pretty much confirmed and obviously not going to happen, but,
I don't know, where is this resurfaced from? Because it was already confirmed as no updates a long time ago, wasn't it?
They said there were no further updates. So some people, here's the mental gymnastics I've seen some people do, is that these missions are already in the Age of Triumph update, and they're time-gated, so that technically they're not lying when they say there's no more updates. Yeah, there's just locked content there, and they're going to unlock it, and then it'll be like, here's your thing into Destiny 2. I don't think that's the case. Let's think about this logic. What was the leak stuff said? Like, there was going to be a new ghost, a new sparrow, that you were going to fight Red Legion troops. That's all shit they would have to make for D1. They'd have to make Red Legion character models in Destiny 1. They're not doing that. That's just ludicrous to me, the thought of that even happening. Like, just to even make new versions of Cabal in the game. Why would they give me a new ghost that's going to exist for 2 days? Like,
literally 3 days.
Hey, Mega, in other news, I'm building a house, right? I'm building a brand new house, but I have this other house that I've lived in for like 3 years, and it's condemned to be destroyed, you know, in like 2 weeks time. The old house, we're gonna knock it down, but before we do, I'm having this really beautiful statue built, and also this like amazing painting that I've been putting hours and hours and hours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hang it up in the lobby, and then I'm going to destroy the building. That's what I'm
And the building already has the gas lines disconnected to it and everything. Like,
that's what I'm doing. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Right
now. Obviously not. Here's the only part of the leak that sounds even remotely plausible to me, and that is some sort of trailer for D2 being added into the directory. The D1 menu. There's like, usually they put trailers for crap for the next like DLC and stuff. I fully believe that I'll sign into Destiny 1 on like September 1st and there'll be a Destiny 2 coming in 5 days live action trailer. Yeah. And I'll watch it and I'll love it. And then I'll just sit there for the next 5 days watching that trailer over and over and over again while I wait for Destiny 2 to be out.
So let's get a consensus here. None of the three of you think that this leak has any water, right?
Didn't Deej tweet out? Deej tweeted out that we've
always said Age of Triumph is the final update, so it still fits into people's little conspiracy theory stuff.
Kind of nature to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like the only thing that's confirmed is that people are upset.
That's no matter where we are in the Destiny timeline. It's confirmed that the people are upset.
What is the one constant at all times?
Yo, Deej is such a good hire. He is so smooth. Dude, he knows how to talk to people. I guarantee. I don't know. It's just every time Deej talks either on the internet or in front of a camera, I really want to know how much time he takes to mentally prepare or write down on whatever, like what exactly he's going to say. And how he's going to say it, because everything that he says from the seat of like, I'm a PR person at Bungie is like masterfully crafted. You know what I mean? Because like there's the inner Deej has that lizard brain deep down that he's very good at ignoring, because like if I was in his position, I would have just tweeted out like, it's not happening. You're all stupid. What are you thinking? You know what I mean? Like, it's not happening. That's what we all want to tweet.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be homeless and with no job if you tweeted like that in that job. But Deej is like, yeah, we said earlier on Guardians that this update was our symphony creation, the final send off of D1, which is like his very professional way of saying it's not happening.
And it's perfect too, because it gives people that little mental loophole to keep them hyped, to keep them excited, so they're still signing in to Destiny 1. They're still talking about the game. He's like, I know that people artist. Yeah, he is. I like you say you wonder how much he prepares. I like to view my Deej in my mind as a rock star who wakes up hungover, like can't see shit, and just walks out on stage and drops like perfect presentations every time.
Gamescom last year completely. Like he even was taking the mickey out of himself. We were in the back room chilling and Deej was asleep on a beanbag on the floor. And Earth came in and gave him a nudge, and he was like, "I was eyes on fire, rise of iron." Oh my! Like the eyes of fire, the eyes of fire, the lords were there.
He was partying hard at the D2 reveal.
Yeah,
he was partying pretty hard.
Lives dangerously because. Yeah. I feel like he holds so many secrets, and alcohol brings secrets out of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing that he doesn't drop massive bombs every time he's like in an event.
Just got to keep trying.
Uh huh.
It's an implant. It's a genetic implant when you work for any derivative of Activision, prevents you from talking. So it's
shuts it down.
Yep.
Oh my.
Well, since everyone here is of the accord that it's probably not happening, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Oh.
This wouldn't be a fair and balanced podcast if I didn't. Yes. And I'm going to go full Alex Jones with it, baby. They've been lying to you. Bungie has been putting chemicals into the Guardian's light. It's why you lose your light in Destiny 2. It's all the Traveler. It's all the Speaker. They're all one cabal together. But let's just see. Let's play a little bit of devil's advocate here. Because, of course, it wouldn't be the first time that we got a surprise event before any bit of content came out. Of course, in year one, right before The Dark Below came out, what happened? Swords of Crota started spawning with no fanfare whatsoever around the world. Before House of Wolves, the wolves started roaming all around the world. Same thing throughout pretty much all of Destiny's history. So I'm not going to say it's completely out of the ordinary. Still don't think it's going to happen, but there's precedent. There, that way, that's our disclaimer.
Okay,
so
okay.
That's
there
our disclaimer,
precedent.
So that if on September 1st happens and it comes out, we can say, well, we played there Devil's Advocate.
TBL
so we
gets to be like,
wrong.
I win.
Me.
He's betting the long odds, all right? But I will say, like, I could fully believe that there is something coming. You know, like some sort of update. It's just the specifics described where it's like, you seeing the Red Legion, having any kind of mission with that completely negates the first cutscene that we saw of our Guardian coming toward the tower in the D2 beta, because he's not in a hurry. There's no sense of rush or urgency until the ghost tries to hail the tower and there's nothing there responding.
Right.
And he's like, shit, let's go! Instead of like, instead of them immediately being like, oh, we gotta hurry, Red Legion's attacking. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably not happening. It'd be cool if it was, but I don't think so. Probably not going to be a thing. All right, we got the rest of that Edge magazine interview. If you guys read issue 310, big old cover story on Destiny 2, and it had a couple of interesting tidbits of information in there. Just going off the top of my head here, you're going to be getting an exotic sometime very early in the story, and I think they spoke a bit about that in the magazine. Like for warlocks, you're getting like a chest piece or something that basically gives you the Titan helmet that causes you to float in the air if you aim.
Empyrean Bellicose.
Yeah, you're going to be getting an exotic that does that. I thought that was pretty neat.
Apart from we do that anyway.
You just jump, right?
Yeah.
Don't people hate that? That's all right. Yeah. Everybody hates that thing. So
I wonder if
whatever.
It's a free exotic. Like, yeah, it's useless.
This
take
ability.
This trash.
Take it. Yeah,
that
it
you
nice.
Don't want. But that's going to be a thing. They spoke a bit. It was an interview between Edge Magazine and I think Luke Smith and Mark Noseworthy, who have really been making the rounds these past couple of months, just trying to get information out there about Destiny 2. One part I thought was really interesting was they spoke about the weapon system. that basically they've taken in some of the criticism that the new weapon system being dual primaries and then having a power weapon, they've taken some of the criticism to heart, and they feel like the dual primary system is overall going to be better, and it's going to provide more of a challenge, more of a fair challenge when it comes to Destiny PvE. What do you guys think about that? I know we spoke a bit about how the weapon system worked, but could you imagine running a raid with the weapon system for Destiny 2?
Yeah, totally, man. I think I don't have a problem with it, you know. Really don't. Do you think two primaries, what's the point? Even though one of them clearly is energy-based and you've got, you know, elemental damages on it and all that kind of stuff. I still like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it.
He likes it. I'm pretty much there too. I mean, it was a little slow to kill stuff, but they'll tweak that. It'll be better. I'm not worried about the raid.
Time will tell.
You're the man who I would imagine would have the most to say about that, TBL, the most worry.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty decent system. Mm-hmm. As long as, you know, they built the game around it. It's always going to be a weird thing to go from Destiny 1, where we can, you know, rock a loadout with like a hand cannon or a scout rifle, a sniper rifle, and then a rocket launcher for big AoE clearing damage. And they bring that up over the course of the article. They speak about the Vault of Glass and like what the Oracle section would be like with the new weapon system. Rather than having, you know, a sniper rifle or a shotgun for quick Oracle bursts and then a rocket launcher to clear out adds, you're going to have to choose between a sniper, a rocket launcher, a grenade launcher, and all of that kind of stuff. And you'll have to rely more on your abilities to clear adds. And I thought that's a really interesting way to look at it. I hope some of those encounters in Destiny 2 aren't built the way they were in Destiny 1, because I would probably tear my hair out if I had to do the Oracle phase, choosing between shotguns and like rocket launchers and stuff like that. But for the encounters and whatnot that we got to at least get our hands on in the beta, I thought it worked fine for the way the game was built.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the ammo, really, wasn't it? Like the ammo was, and they already, literally we had like a few minutes of gameplay from the beta, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, ammo, it's scarce. Yes, we know.
Yes,
we know that.
Old build.
So, but yeah, that was the only thing. Like, it's a bit more traditional to other games, really. Like, you very rarely have all of those things. Like, again, I quite think what Battlefield, because it's such an easy, you know, comparison. You've got engineer classes, support classes, medic classes, sniper classes. They're all like split, you know, like whereas in, even though you have three classes in Destiny, you can still have all of those guns for like every class. So it's like pretty powerful, you know. So I think that must have presented, you know, a lot of balancing nightmares. So I think it definitely was an attempt to address balance, wasn't it, really? For both PvP and PvE.
Yeah, and I think the article even brings that up with Luke Smith admitting, yeah, a big reason for why we changed the weapon system was specifically balance in PvP.
Mm-hmm.
And the way special weapons were kind of dominant all throughout Destiny 1's lifespan. And it's a new game. Mm-hmm. If the game's built up from the ground up with that system in mind, I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah, I enjoyed what I played.
It's all about if they design the game around the system that they have, exactly. It's like, you can make anything fun in a video game as long as your elements go together toward making it fun, obviously. Mm-hmm. You couldn't inject this weapon system into Destiny 1 because it wasn't designed around this weapon system. But I have to have faith that the Bungie devs know enough to know that this weapon system needs new design philosophies around it. And if not, then we'll be on here complaining about it. But until I know that, you know, they haven't screwed the pooch, I'm gonna stay hopeful. Stay hopeful for a raid. I'm really excited for a new raid. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's probably one of the
clubbing up with the fam every week. It's
gonna be weird to only have one raid though. It's just gonna be like,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
But then there's going to be. You remember when Taken King came out, and we're like, "Oh my god!" This, I think every streamer that I was watching at the time, before I even got stuck into it myself, said the same thing. There's so much stuff to do. Everyone, it was yeah. like it was nearly yeah, a complaint. It was like there's so yeah. much stuff. I need this. Destiny's now a full time job just for me to get from A to B. I think you're going to be presented with that much, maybe even more activities. So the fact that there is only one raid, we're not going to have trials straight away. All of that kind of stuff isn't going to be as prominent. It's not going to be foreground issues because we're still going to be like, oh, no, but I need to complete this because I need this. And, you know, mm-hmm. there's going to be truckloads of stuff to do.
It's the same. I guess it's just the same thing as everything else in Destiny 2 where I have to remember not to. Try to compare it too much to Destiny 1 or have it be my evaluation be based on what I'm used to right now. No, you know, like it sounds weird to me to only be like, oh, it is. But I just mean like when I right now it's hard for me to imagine a world with only one raid right now because I'm so used to four. But I don't know what kind of activities there will be to like entertain me in Destiny 2 out the gate. You know, it's just everything is a new world based in the same thing, but I got to be open to the new things out there.
Yeah, you can't let it completely frame your experience. Of course, we want to take our experiences in Destiny 1 and relate them to Destiny 2, but we can't let the tunnel vision of what was Destiny 1 dictate how we feel about Destiny 2, because it's a different game. It's a different game built from the ground up, and while it is familiar, there's a lot of things that are going to be different about it, and I think that's a healthy way to approach it. Better than going in because being like, why am I so slow? Why do I float? Why do I have two primaries? This isn't Destiny 1. No, it's Destiny 2.
Yes.
Different thing.
I've Everything gone from no worse. Primary to two primaries. I don't like this. What is going on? No,
Everything
I'm running.
It was a lie.
I'm running Everything two sidearms. I'm joining Cammy Cakes' clan. Cammy's That's clan. It.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. Boys. Two sidearms.
You're slower and fatter, you don't have a tower, you've got some shack in the middle of the country, everything's downgraded, you're fucked. It's all bad.
Off the grid,
shack
baby.
In the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're just some survivalist nut jobs now living in the woods. Like that's all we are. People.
We're going full Alex Jones this podcast. You gotta get off the grid.
Yeah.
Off that's the grid it. And out in the wilderness, baby.
Yeah. What has happened to him? I don't understand. It's like he got bitten with a crazy bug. Like he used to do good things. Now he's just a meme.
Who are you talking about?
Alex Jones.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, Fallout.
Yeah, don't go there. You don't need...
Oh,
don't
that guy.
Years ago,
years
ago, he did good things. Now he's just... I don't know what happened. You know?
Not the dude who's like, oh, yeah, they're making the frogs gay with the chemicals in the water. That's the guy?
You,
yeah.
They're turning
That's
into
the
Cabal.
Guy, right?
That's what they're doing.
That weirdo.
He was
turning the frogs into Cabal.
Yeah.
Yo, the Destiny 2 or Destiny 2 preload went live this week.
I saw that last night, just before evening, just before I went to sleep. Someone, I think it was DPJ, tweeted out, "You can now preload on Xbox." I didn't see anything for PlayStation, but I'm assuming it's unilateral. So
no,
yeah,
it's not.
It's not. You can't.
It is not unilateral. PlayStation. Hold on, this is a huge moment in Destiny's history. I want you guys to hold on to whatever is around you for the first time in Destiny's history. Xbox players got something first.
Yes.
Destiny 2, baby. Destiny 2.
You can't
waited
use
three
it.
Long years.
Yeah, you can't.
It's easier.
You
it's easier
with it, but you got it first.
It's easier for Bungie to upload less content to Xbox's servers. That's why, guys.
That's why it's the extra week before PlayStation users get it. We've got all that extra content.
Exactly.
Boy,
takes a little bit.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
If you've got an Xbox One, you can now preload Destiny 2. They said in the weekly update that it was going to that the Xbox version was going to be coming out before the PlayStation version, but they didn't tell us exactly when. Nobody expected that it was going to be available for preload the day after they made this blog post, and unfortunately for us PlayStation plebs, we aren't going to be able to download it until I think the 31st is when I want
to
say.
That's enough though. That's enough to like basically you know,
yes, August 31st
network traffic is not going to be like not 6 days, I think, is enough.
Yeah, so get excited. You can, if you're on Xbox, you can download Destiny
I'm going to stare at it. That's all I'm going to do is just caress the screen.
Know that you have it.
Take my shirt off with some lotion, candles, just
put on some Marvin
stare longing at it. Yeah, you know, you got to, you got, foreplay is important, guys, all right? Before you make that sweet, sweet D2 love, you got to put on that Barry White. You got to
man speaking truth. Yeah, that's a cool thing that happened this week. If you want, you can download Destiny 2 right now.
Don't say you never
that's
got
what
one,
I would Finn. Consider scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
we got an update to the clan app. You guys see that?
I'm really confused about how that works. I tried to like transfer stuff from, and now it says I can't do it because it's making somebody else the founder or something like that. And it's like, well, I'm the founder. That's me. And it's like, it's automatically making somebody else the founder. And yeah, I don't, it's a mess. The whole thing's a mess. So yeah.
We'll just start our own clan story, our own new clan.
I think so.
With blackjack and beer.
Yeah, there you go.
Be the cool clan.
That's it.
But, I mean, the only real reason I saw the clan thing kind of being featured in some news videos was because on one of the pictures that Bungie put up in the blog, it shows something called an Oathkeeper score. And underneath that, it has kind of the subcategories for the Nightfall and the Raid. So people are trying to speculate what exactly the Oathkeeper score might be relating to. If it's something like the way Nightfalls work, where you can build up points in them, you know, with heroic strikes, and if that's going to apply to raids too, I think I like stuff like that. I enjoyed when they added the point system and the scoring system.
I did too.
To Nightfalls, and I thought that was pretty cool. And if they're going to be adding that to raids, this could mean that. Who knows? But yeah, if you go to the This Week at Bungie, I'll link it out for the people in the Twitch chat and look at the picture there. It'll say something called the Oathkeeper score, and it'll have a rating for both the Nightfall and the raid. And nobody really knows what that's for right now. And I don't know if you guys want to speculate on it, but it's kind of spooky.
Do I?
Do I?
Oh, boy. Silence. Yeah. Yeah, moving on. It's time for questions. Okay.
I don't know.
Is it really? I don't
know.
No. No, nowhere near.
Okay. Twisting my leg here? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Not a clue. You ready for that PC beta, though, Fallout?
I am. I actually took a day off work so I could play it that day.
Right on.
So that'll be fun. People can watch me get slapped around on mouse and keyboard for a while.
Oh, I
don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do during that, since I can't play it and stream it at the same time. So what the hell is this schmuck supposed to do during that beta? Like, I'm going to be that one asshole in the Destiny 1 directory?
He's
like,
going to be in there. Fucking, you're going to crush that D1 directory, buddy.
I mean, just me all alone. Fucking, ugh. Sounds like my worst nightmare. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably just watch other people play it. Yeah.
Yeah, stream you watching Fallout.
There it
make
is.
A, make a new category, reacting to Fallout.
Yeah. I like it.
There it
like
is.
Like IRL stream, just camera over my shoulder while I watch you play.
And then when my hands get tired of the mouse and keyboard, I'm going to watch Lupo.
Yeah, there it is.
Mega doing commentary on me doing my commentary on Lupo. That's what we'll do.
Oh my God,
can I suggest as if we ever do some sort of April 1st prank, can I suggest that we just IRL stream watching the other person's IRL stream and we just sit and just commentate what the other person's doing for hours? I would watch that stream. I'm just saying.
April 1st? Shit, I'll do that next week if you want.
Yeah. That's the podcast next week.
What are we talking about here?
Oh my God. I don't know what... Jesus Christ, guys. D2 needs to get here. We're just fucking...
Yeah,
I know, man. It's I mean, have you noticed... I don't know if you guys are getting this as well, but, like, the general commenting for all Destiny 1 stuff, like, we did the Zer video as we do every week, and some of the comments on it, oh, my God, where do these people come from? You know, like, It's like the morale is, like, I don't know, it's... All the brain cells are just being farted into thin air and everything silly is just bubbling to the surface.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything that, like, because I never want to discourage people from watching Destiny content online. Because no. it's all a community and it's good.
Yeah.
It's good to have all those.
But
those
there's still
things.
Good people there. They're just vastly outnumbered.
Yeah.
They're very outnumbered.
At the minute.
Just on a side note, who the fuck is watching Azure video?
Well,
like August.
You'd be surprised. And you can't, as a network like PD, cannot stop making Zer videos. They can't.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I love them for that. But who's, better question, who's watching it and leaving mean comments at this point? It's the.
That's even, yeah.
It's,
that's
what
more
are you,
of a
what
question,
are you,
I would say.
Yeah. Who
that's
are
a
you?
Better, that's a better question.
I don't know. That's like going into like an empty museum and making fun of the art. Like, what are you doing? There's nobody. Who
are you
talking to
for?
Right now? Yeah, there's no point anymore. All right. Go to a more heavily populated area to troll right now. It's fine.
Yes,
thanks for the view. Thank you for the view
thanks
out
for
there.
The view. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. That's it. That's all I'll
that's
say.
That's what I say when people come into my Twitch chat and they're like, oh, wow, cool. Like Stormcaller, Warlock, and a Matador, huh? Like you fucking suck or whatever. I'm like, hey, thanks for the concurrent view, bro. Peace out. I appreciate
one step
it.
Closer to partnership, buddy.
Yeah. One step closer to partnership.
Those are my favorite people when they follow after you've banned them, like forever ago. Like I banned a guy, and then like 5 minutes later, he followed, and I was like, what? Is he just sitting in here for 5 minutes after he was banned? What are you doing, man?
He's playing the long game, though. He's like, hopefully, let a couple minutes go by, let him cool off, and then I'll follow, and he'll see my name in the follow feed, and he'll be like, oh, he was a nice guy after all. Let's unban him. No, it's not happening.
No, buddy. I don't unban anyone. There's no second chances. I'm a harsh man, all right?
The justice is there.
Yeah. Oof.
Whatever. Use a view.
Use a view.
There it is.
Agreed.
Are we on to questions? Does anyone have questions prepared for us of any sort?
I have a question.
You have a question. All right.
Why is D2 not out?
When is D2 out?
That's my first and only question.
I got a question here for us here from DT, our own DT.
Oh, I love DT.
What's the podcast's guilty admission / unpopular opinion? For example, as the Wrath of the Machine was the best raid.
Wait a minute.
King's Fall third?
I've got mine already.
Are we talking about things related?
I'm assuming it's
Destiny bubble, or like just like talking about whatever. Like what's something good?
Well, it
I think it's just Destiny related. You don't have to reveal that you
/ unpopular opinion. It doesn't say Destiny related. But even his example was Destiny related, so it can be bent any way you please. I think. Maybe cover both.
Should we do both? I'll do both. First thing that pops in my head for both of them. Other people start thinking of questions out there. First thing that pops in my head right now is I really like sidearm fights. I really like using sidearms. I do. I really like spamming triggers and fighting people with. Yeah, I know. I know. I've always liked sidearms, and I like using them now. I don't care what anyone says. And other one is... I think the newest season of Game of Thrones is the worst one ever, and it like actually sucks. There it is, boom.
From what I've seen, that's not unpopular at all.
Is it? I don't know. Everybody I know oohs and ahs over the big moments, the Michael Bay Transformers-esque moments, and they don't really care about the loss of subtlety or storytelling. You know, but those are mine. Those are my things. I'll say off the top of my head. I passed the microphone on to one of you. Take it.
Unpopular opinion. By the way, I'm getting Pop-Tart comments in the chat, which I was really hoping we were done with that. But
we're never going to be done with... Because people can't let things go when they know they're wrong deep down, Fallout. And those
That's
people,
true, Megan.
All right? Yeah.
That's true.
You
and
fight
look,
the
for
hardest
the record,
to not look like a jackass when
for
you're
the
wrong.
Record, look, this is so blown out of proportion. I didn't even say that I prefer microwaving Pop-Tarts. I didn't even say that. I just said that it's something you can do.
Yes.
And people flipped out. They're like, what? You can't microwave a...
Heresy.
You can microwave a Pop-Tart. I have a box right over there. It's written right on the side that you can microwave them, okay?
We have a
it's
tweet from Pop-Tarts.
That's true. They tweeted at me saying it was okay? Look, it's not even my preferred. Mm. If I have time, I'll toast them because I think they taste better that way. But you can do it in the microwave, all right? It's not going to explode. All right. Moving on.
I'll take the heat off you, Fallout. Pop-Tarts are disgusting. Get mad at me.
They do
get
suck.
Get mad at him.
Pop-Tarts do suck.
Mad at this man over here.
I don't think you
they
should
suck.
Be eating them, period. Eat a fucking toaster
strudel.
They truly
suck.
All right? Don't eat this, don't eat this disappointing thing. If your
these
parents come
with
home with Pop-Tarts as a kid, you know you were wishing it was
hands.
A fucking toaster strudel. Okay?
Anyway... Yeah. Oh, sorry, go for it.
I've only ever tried a Pop-Tart once, and it tasted like strawberry and chemicals.
Yes.
Accurate.
That's correct.
And then I looked at the packet, and it was like a list of chemicals and stuff.
It said
like
ingredients,
that.
Yeah. Strawberries and chemicals.
And it was like, oh. Well, there you go.
Strawberry
exactly
flavoring
what it tastes
and chemicals,
like.
I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't a real
strawberry. Flavored chemicals, yeah. Basically. Anyway, unpopular opinion. For some people, I guess. I don't know. Destiny is way better on Xbox One than it is on PlayStation. I hate PlayStation. I hate the interface. It's so dumb. It's not user-friendly. I've played on both consoles, so if you don't play on both consoles, then don't talk to me. It's way better on Xbox than it is on PlayStation.
I won't say that's a Destiny problem so much as it's an Xbox and PlayStation problem.
Yeah,
but,
it's
but
true.
That does enhance the experience of playing.
I so wish that we could just rewind the clock and then, you know, Bungie and Activision and Microsoft all they settled on a deal. It would be great. And, you know, we get the exclusives there because PlayStation's bullshit. I hate PlayStation.
I will agree, dude. The party system on Xbox is far superior
to
the party system on PlayStation. It's not even a contest. It's so much better on Xbox.
The first time I was on PlayStation, like, all the changes were just irritating me. Like, it was like, I was like, oh, you know what? I kind of feel like I want to change the settings on the party chat or something like that. It was like, I think I was in there with somebody. And I was like, hey, can you invite your friend? It was like, oh, no, you have to do it. I was like, well, I don't have them added. Why don't you just do it? Just invite your friend in. Because then Xbox, if like anyone can invite anyone else to the party, it's like, oh no, you have to do it because you're the party leader. Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can't just invite someone to play with you unless they're friends with you or in the party. Like, the fuck is that about?
Fucking annoying.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah. Xbox, you could just type, search for any gamer tag.
Yeah.
Any gamer tag. Like, oh, okay. Invite to game. Done. And now on PlayStation, I'm like, hey, I'm streaming. I'm on Twitch. Come play with me. It's like, oh, well, you have to add me as a friend first. Or like, I have to be in the party. Invite me to the party chat. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to talk to my Twitch chat. I don't want to talk to...
I'm just thinking DT's rubbing his hands at the mini going, my plan has worked. They're all getting
PlayStation.
So you have to... Yeah, you have to, like... I don't know. I'll say the thing that PlayStation does have, in specific to Destiny, is the... Fire team settings to public, friends only, closed.
But that's Bungie shenanigans.
That is. I'm just saying, it is on Bungie PlayStation. It is better on there.
That's true.
And you can join somebody and take your fire team with you on PlayStation.
It's better on PlayStation because Bungie gave PlayStation the ability to have that.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, look, maybe we'll blow somebody's mind at home right now. Look, if you're an Xbox Destiny player and you don't really watch Twitch that much, or maybe you don't pay attention, PlayStation Destiny players have the ability to tweak their fire team preferences. Did you know that? You can put it on open, you can put it on friends only, you can put it on invite only, or you can put it on closed. Yeah. On Xbox,
nope. It's
you have a fire team.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
But in the D2 beta, those settings were active on Xbox.
Really?
So, yeah, you could tweak those same settings on Xbox, so I'm hopeful that the finished game on Xbox will also include it, and we'll be living in a beautiful world for all 10 of us that'll still be playing on Xbox for Destiny 2.
I see a little silhouette of a man. A good question from Radiant Duke. Do any of you guys watch any TV series to help pass the time, or have any other hobbies?
Ooh, I watch literally everything. I have a gigantic 5-shelf bookshelf that is filled with nothing but TV series on DVDs. I used to have a 400-disc binder that was completely filled with just my live-action TV show DVDs. And then I had another, like, 300-disc one for cartoons. And whenever I'm not streaming or making videos, if I'm playing a video game, I have a TV show on while I play at the same time. I can't do just one thing at a time.
You're essentially the best place to be sick. It's like, that's what you need, all of that.
Yeah.
So when you get sick, you need a constant supply of stuff that you can't watch normally. Yeah. So
whenever Netflix takes something, whenever Netflix takes something off, I'm just like, I guess now I have to stand up and get it off the shelf.
Yeah,
like that's the only real change to me is I have to stand up a little bit more, burn some of these love handles off,
flap them bingo wings.
Yeah, so definitely my jam is TV, which is why obviously I make Machinima, write Machinima, because I really like TV storytelling stuff like that. Yeah,
I don't got any hobbies. I don't got nothing. I'm working. This is why you're not getting any videos from me at the moment. This is why I'm not streaming. I am working. I am shooting. I'm a portraits photographer as a real life job. So I've been doing lots and lots of work and trying to pay the bills and struggling and succeeding and up and downs. But it's good. But yeah, D2 is all like been sectioned away. So I'm be back like full time. More than likely streaming more than YouTube, as I'm sure everyone will agree, is it's more and more evident as time goes on that it's going to the fucking dogs. And a lot of content creators, especially the less established folks like myself, are going to have more and more issues with it. But I'll still be making videos just for PD. So hobbies, no time for hobbies.
I feel you. I literally have no time for hobbies.
Yeah. Like, nothing.
Work a full-time job in the day. Mm-hmm. And then when I take the train home, I'm literally on my phone, like, writing scripts for possible YouTube videos. And then, like, I come home and I record a video and or edit a video. And then I stream. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do
and all that work that you spend on those videos will be instantaneously demonetized for no reasonable reason at all.
Awesome!
Yes. Ooh.
YouTube.
Thanks, YouTube.
We love.
Ooh, YouTube.
Gonna say, I'm the same.
Ooh, I wish there was even one thing that was a good competitor to you, YouTube.
I know.
You,
yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, now,
trash.
Just the market is open
good time.
Right now.
If you're an entrepreneur,
yeah,
and you got like six figures burning a hole in your pocket.
Yeah. Look, please. Twitch, if you can get YouTube. Your video game like strong, Twitch, yeah. If you can get that stuff going, you will murder YouTube instantly.
Oh, yeah. It'll be over.
Oh, my gosh.
It's this gaming, is like though. That. Like, gaming. It's the gaming channels on YouTube. For me, personally, it's obvious YouTube wants less gaming uploads, less input.
You know this
from the
thing
gaming
that gets
stuff?
Us so much money, just makes us tons of money. Just like... What if we just said fuck them and just like demonetized it?
Yeah.
Do you think that'd be a good idea?
It's either intentional or they're incredibly stupid. I'm more inclined to believe that it's intentional than they are that fucking stupid right now.
I just don't like the video games.
Yeah.
The Nintendo just doesn't make sense to me. I don't want it on my platform. What are you doing? Why?
You get pet hates, the unpopular opinions. YouTube is shit. There you go.
The most popular.
And then tie it back to the other question. Good job. Good job, Story.
There you go. Okay, here we go. We got a good question here.
Okay.
From Silver Lumiere, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Which Destiny subclass does each member of the crew fits them according to the lore?
Ooh, jeepers. I don't know the lore enough to do this.
I'm gonna say
I feel like I'd be a Titan.
I will just mold my life around Stormcaller. There you go. Mm. So whatever is
I'm gonna go
in
with
the lore, I will now take on as my religion and practice it daily.
I'm going to go with Bubble Titan because I'm a little bit... I'm thick. Let's say I'm thick. And I really plant my ass down in the chair and don't move. So I think it works. There's just a bubble around me of no motivation. So I think that's what I'm going to choose.
For me, it's got to be some kind of warlock. Because I do a lot of in-game research and bullshit like that. Because I'm a nerd. I'll let somebody who knows me. Mega, what warlock would I be? You know me pretty well.
What would
make
you
up
be?
Some bullshit. Spin a yarn for me.
Spin a yarn for you.
Spin me a yarn, buddy.
Sun Singer, because you can never die, because you're always gonna live in my heart.
Oh,
feeling it. There it
is. Beautiful.
There.
You could put that mark right there. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh. Destiny greeting cards. Go for it.
Full of happiness.
I like that. I pissed myself.
I feel like Bones would have been our hunter. He would have been our rogue.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, he's the rogue. Yeah. A dashing rogue.
Exactly. Yeah. He's not here.
That's a pretty good question if we're ready to move on to the next one.
Oh, I'm ready.
Totally ready.
But first, I never got to answer the thing that I unpopular opinion. So I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it, man. Sure.
Unpopular opinion about Destiny. I never thought Thorne was a problem. Get at me. Two, unpopular opinion in real life. I have a spectacular love for the Super Mario Brothers movie. Don't at me. Don't do it. Or do it. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be watching Super Mario Bros. With John Leguizamo. Cool,
yeah. Luigi Mario. Awesome. I'm here to rescue you.
Luigi Mario. Mario.
Oh, my biggest regret in life is that there's no sequel to that movie. That's my number one. My number one wish for a sequel is to that movie.
That's your number one regret.
It is. That would be
my number two regret.
But regret implies that like you didn't do something.
All right. Fair.
You
fine.
Wanted to have
fine.
Done.
I didn't do it. I didn't dedicate my life to making sure there was a sequel to that movie because when I was a kid, that movie ends on a cliffhanger set up to a sequel.
Does.
And when
it's
I was
like,
a kid, I was
Mario.
Always like, when are they making the second one? When is it coming out?
I waited.
And I spent years.
I waited.
And I.
Hollywood,
I'm part of the
we
problem.
Know you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Do it.
I'm pretty sure. Is Bob Hoskins, he played Mario, right? Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he
so, I don't think they're going to get
him
back.
Doesn't matter in Hollywood.
Digital footage,
like,
man.
Batman.
Going to do the fucking CG Mario.
What's her name? What was the chick from Batman who just... Katie Holmes, and then she changed to
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
She aged
yeah,
like 50 years.
Ooh, she's different. We care for like 20 seconds. Nobody, it doesn't matter.
Bob, you look a little different.
Yeah.
But this question came from DJ, basically, and I thought it was a really good one. What games is everyone playing to keep them entertained until Destiny 2?
Dino Park Tycoon, I don't know.
I just played yesterday all the way through. I just played Hellblade straight through. That game,
I've heard a lot
it was
about
really
it.
Good. And it will it. Really... I don't recommend you play it straight through like I did, because it's like assaulting on you mentally. Like, it's strainful on you. Because the whole game, you play as somebody who suffers from mental disorders, basically. Like, she's basically like a schizophrenic. She hears voices in her head. And the sound design is amazing in the game. So, like, the whole time you're playing, there's voices that are, like, whispering back and forth between the headphones into your ears, telling you to do things. Like, you know how, like, in Batman, when you're in Arkham City games and you're fighting, you'll get like a little warning line above your head when someone's going to attack you behind you. In this game, you'll just hear people whispering like, behind you, move, hurry, behind you. And it's just like, Jesus, like, give me a second. The whole time I was playing the game, I was like, just give me a second. It's the whole game is very mentally exhausting, and I really recommend it. Make a seal of approval.
You like it.
Yes, 4.5 out of 5 likes.
Yes, I haven't been playing. I'm going to quickly skip this one because I haven't been playing any games because I've been working so much. So you guys can take the floor.
Story's playing games with my heart. I'll tell you that much.
I played a game called Slime Rancher, which like
what?
People. I don't know. This game is the weirdest shit. I was like, did I get really, really high and like forget about it? I got so high that I forgot that I had gotten high and then played Minecraft and like I'm. Envisioning that Minecraft is playing differently. I don't know. Slime Rancher is... I don't know what to say. Go play Slime Rancher. It is the dumbest
Sounds
and the greatest game I've ever played
amazing.
At the same time. Go play it. Go play Slime Rancher.
Okay. How about you, Link?
Me? I've been jamming out on Titanfall 2 a lot recently. Ooh. And especially this week, Sonic Mania. Those have probably been the two games that have taken up the most of my time. We talked a bit about Sonic Mania earlier. It's just, it's like somebody reached back to 1994 and was like, there, this is what we wanted, Sega. Threw it at their faces and they sold it for $20. Fantastic experience. And of course, Titanfall 2 is a very finely crafted multiplayer FPS. Just a super duper fun game. It's like Destiny and Call of Duty if their movement was better and you had giant robots.
There we go.
It's a question, though. Can you farm and breed slime?
And will those slimes eat each other's slime poops and turn into bigger slimes of a mixed variety?
Confirm.
Will that happen? Does that happen in Titanfall 2? There's no slime eating. Can you eat poop from other animals, though?
Did anybody else...
I haven't tried.
Did anyone else play...
while you're playing it, if you want to. I mean, if that's...
True. We could do it. Yeah.
Try experience. You can
I might
try
grow
that.
In size.
I'm a scat man, is all I can say. All right. Has anyone else played Lawbreakers at all? Because I saw Jen in chat mention that, and
I tried the beta, didn't like it.
I couldn't get into it either. It was like, it was good, but it just wasn't for me, is all I felt like. Like, it was, every character moved kind of differently, and I just couldn't.
Tacky. It was the looks that I couldn't get into it, because it's like I am playing a cheap version of something else that's, you know, not even unique. It's not even individual. It's just tacky as hell. And I was like, no, I have to put that down.
There's this man's controversial opinion from earlier.
Some people are saying it's the most skilled FPS game of all time, and you,
that explains why I didn't like it.
Yeah, if you didn't like it, then you're obviously never going to be any good at games. I think that's a stupid.
The movement system's really dynamic. If you can understand how it works.
If you like it, fine.
Like shooting behind yourself.
I didn't like the look of it. I didn't like the sounds. I didn't like anything about it.
But the game doesn't explain any of it. Like, whereas Titanfall 2 puts you through a parkour map and says, learn how to play the game. This is the stuff you can do. That game just kind of drops you in and says, all right, learn to move. And it's like, I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it, I played the beta, and I was like, okay, so how does this, every time I switch characters, it was like, okay, how does this one work at all? Because I don't feel like it's related even slightly to the previous one, and nothing is telling me how to do anything. It's like the opposite of like an Overwatch or a Smash game, where every character feels very easy to pick up and play. Like, that seems like the basis of those games. They're easy to pick up and play, really hard to master. This game's just hard to pick up and play, even. Just... fuck you. Figure it out, is what they said. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing PUBG, but everyone's playing that. It's not really a...
I played it for the first time ever. Nice. And I got one kill in my first match and finished in the top 14.
Just noped out.
And then proceeded to get no kills my next three matches, but I did get a top 10 finish, so nailed it. I wasn't even trying to avoid people. I literally tried to drop in a heavily populated area on purpose. And no one else landed there when I went. There was like one other dude, and he bailed as soon as I got there. And I was just like, okay, then. Yeah.
It's a funny game. It's funny. Really annoying, though.
Well, there we go then, gents. I think...
Wait, I want to say one other thing. What? I've been playing the game of hiding the fact that I'm having a child for the last 12 weeks.
Is it out now? Is the cat out the bag?
It is. The cat is out of the bag, so we can talk about that.
Congrats, buddy.
People, I won. We actually had a bet who could have a baby first on the podcast. That's what TBL's referencing, clearly. He tried to argue that Destiny is his baby and win, but it didn't
matter. I've already done it, but I'm going to do it again. Congratulations to both yourself.
Thank you.
Jones and I tried, and it just didn't work out, so... Yeah. For the baby race, I'm only saying that because he's in the chat right now.
Yeah,
wasn't here, I wouldn't have made that show. Congratulations, Megan.
There it is. That's
such awesome
that
news.
Just
we're
say
all
that.
Super happy for you.
Super happy too. Found out right after Guardian Con,
Mini
and it was literally like, just like I want to tell every single person ever that I've ever met. So. Fun story for everyone. Fallout is the first person who found out that I was having a baby, other than my wife and myself, because I wanted desperately to tell someone. The wife's like, you can't tell anyone. And I was like, well, I'm fucking telling.
Nobody,
I was
I'll
like,
tell him.
I was like, I'm telling somebody. It's happening. Like right now, I promise you, I'm,
I love
have
it,
to
man.
Tell someone.
Congratulations, brother.
Fallout, it can literally never spread anywhere if I tell Fallout. Where's it going to fucking go?
The man even
lives,
tell her.
The man lives in a bubble in his one room apartment and just doesn't go anywhere. It's fine. It's
the ultimate test.
Man,
yes.
So
there it is.
Ooh, there.
Right,
all right, brother.
That's it. We can.
Whoop, whoop. Do we know what the subclass is going to be?
We do not know yet.
Have the doctors confirmed that?
They have not confirmed, but I have confirmed that I will give it up for adoption if it's a warlock. That's all I'm saying.
Harsh.
It's
good stuff.
Look, I'm not letting my child stray from the traveler's light like that, all right? They're not going to be a warlock.
My God.
Every day, we stray further from the traveler's light, is all I can say, guys.
Well, that's a perfect way. Let's end on a high note. Mega Dad,
let's do
so,
that.
So there we go.
All right. boys and girls, if you're here with us on Twitch for the live show, don't go anywhere. Do you hear that? Mega, intimidate them. Don't go anywhere, because now is the time to give us suggestions in the chat on who you think we should raid, which is something you at home can join us for next time on the show if you tune in live. Remember that the PD podcast is every Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. And for us at the PD podcast, I'm Fallout Plays. You can find me over at youtube.com/falloutplays and twitch.tv/falloutplays. You can find Story Machine over at youtube.com/storymachine and twitch.tv/storymachine. Story Machine spelled with a 4, not with an A. You can find Bones in the chat literally right now, and that's the only plug I'm going to give him because he's not here on the show. Kidding. Crucible Radio. Hey, Google it. Mega Magwitch, you can find him at youtube.com/huskyraid and twitch.tv/megamagwitch. Right. And The Black Link, you can find at youtube.com/theblacklink. And also in your dreams, nowhere else. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Good night.